connected. Taisa says that are interrelated. There is an Issa Tzeda, one of the Alamates Malachas is Tzeda, and even on Yontif there's a Heter Reichel Nefesh, the Heter does not apply to Tzeda. So the Mishnah says you're not permitted to be Tzad, dog in behema, chai v'yayf, anything, unless it's Nitzad v'yayimek, unless it's already a domesticated animal, so there's no Issa of Tzeda. So then the Mishnah has the connected din, ein noisim lefnei mezainis. So Taisa shows that the Pshat is, there's a Hashash Shem Yotzud. So if it's an animal which is nitzad v'yoymei, so you can't violate Tzed even if you try, so then you're permitted to feed the animal mezainis. But if it's an animal that is subject to the Yisad Tzeda, then ein noisim lefnei mezainis, Shem Yotzud. So the Gemara has details about what's considered nitzad v'yoymei and what's not. Not that exciting, so we'll leave it at different details. How big does the room have to be that it should be mitzvah v'yom? Let's start from the next Mishnah. Mitzudas chayev v'yoyf dogim. Somebody set a net or a trap. Somebody set a trap in order to catch wild animals. Shasaw on the erev yontif, they set the trap on erev yontif, and then on yontif he finds that there is an animal that was caught. So the din is, if it was caught on Yontif, then you're not permitted to eat it. Rashi says, because it's going to be muktzeh. Rashi says the animal, an erev Yontif, was roaming around. It was loose, it was free, so you can't say that you were making it. It's ain't a mukhan. So such an animal will be muktzeh on Yontif. I Rashi effect akashan on the base. What do you mean that it's going to be muktzeh? Rashi here on this. On Chof Dalet on the base, you have the narrow lines in Rashi, then you have, they become wider. So on the wider lines on the second line, he says, Afilu the Reb Shimon, even though there's a Machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, thank you. Even though there's a Machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah regarding Muktzeh, let's say if you have the Muktzeh story, there's ice cream in the freezer that you're saving for a birthday party. You don't plan to eat it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's going to be for a birthday party after. Or you have, let's say, Pesach Dike Matzis. Shmura Matzis, Pesach Matzis is so expensive, so it's clear that you're planning to save it for Pesach. And then the Shabbos before, the Shabbos or two before Pesach, the Balabas decides, we're going to eat the Matzah, we're going to eat the Pesach Dike Matzis. So that clearly was not Mukhan. They didn't plan to eat it this Shabbos. That's 100% clear. They didn't plan to eat it this Shabbos. So that's a Machlek Zeb Shimon Reb Yudah. So Reb Shimon says that there's no such thing as muktzeh b'oichel. All oichel is mucha me'elov, and all kelim are mucha me'alein. Let's say you have Pesach Diga dishes. The Pesach Diga dishes you don't plan to use on all year long. And then in the middle of the year, let's say it comes Sukkot, you hear that you just won a sweepstakes ticket, and you're a multimillionaire, and you're going to buy a new set of Pesach Diga dishes. Going to use the old Pesach Diga dishes for chametz now. In the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of Yom Tov Sukkot, in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, the Balabasta changes her mind because of some news that her husband got a raise, so she decides in the middle of Shabbos and Yom Tov she's going to change it. She's going to use the Pesach Diga dishes for chametz. So that's a machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yudah. So Reb Yudah says that the ice cream in the freezer or the Pesach Diga dishes will be muktzeh because there was no hachanas habaylim. It's clear on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, he didn't have a mind to use these kelim. The Pharisee didn't. If you would ask the Balabasta, she would say, I do not have a mind to eat the kelim or to use the kelim or to eat the ice cream. And we pass on like Reb Shimon that oichlam and kelim are always mucham me'aleim. So Rashi says, so if oichlam and kelim are mucham me'aleim, so say that all the wild animals in the world are mucham me'aleim. On Yom Tov, you can shecht. So there's no iser of netilas neshama. Mishem oichlam nevish, you can shecht it. You're not allowed to catch it, but I set the trap on Erev Yom Tov. It got caught by itself on Yom Tov. I didn't do it. You're permitted to set a trap on Erev Shabbos also. That's not an Issa. You're permitted to parse a mitzudas chai v'yoy for dogim on Erev Shabbos. You can't eat it. You can't take the animal out and shecht it on Shabbos. There's no heter rachel nefesh. But if you set the trap on Erev Yom Tov, so you didn't do anything wrong with the tzeda. So then on Yom Tov, you see the animal is caught. So what's wrong if you shecht it on Yom Tov? Rachel nefesh is matir netilas neshama. So what's the problem? So Rashi learns the problem is muktzah. So affect akasha, what kind of muktzah? But if we pass from like Reb Shimon that there's no muktzah by echlim, there's no muktzah by kelim, so is mucham mealeim to zog.
That
the fish, all the fish are mucham mealeim. All the fish and all the chickens and whatever will get caught is mucham mealeim. So Rashi says no, there are some cases where even Reb Shimon is made. I feel that Reb Shimon yesh muktzah the grogus etzimukim. There are exceptions to the law. Gemara says later that by grogas etzimukim loy derav shimon. Grogas etzimukim means that they used to put dates,
dates or figs,
either grapes
or dates,
or dates or figs on the rooftop, so they taste delicious when they're fresh, when they're raw. And when you have it dried out, when you have it sit on the roof in the summertime and it sits there for a couple of days, also tastes delicious. Raisins and so on, dried out figs and dates and raisins also taste good. But in between the time that it's fresh and it's fully dried out, so it's mushy. So the Gemara says, "Ikin shidachli, ikin shidalachli." Some people would use it, some people would eat it, some people would find it mias. They would find it disgusting. They wouldn't want to eat it. So such a thing is a borderline. It's questionable whether it's called an eichel or not. But that the Gemara says that depends. You need achanas abaylim. If the baylim of the peiris plans on erev yontav, erev Shabbos, to eat it the way it is, then it's called eichel. If the baylim doesn't have the peirish intention to eat it, then we say you can't say alibir Reb Shimon eichel. All eichel in the world is mucham eilu. We're not sure if it's eichel. Ikin she deloyachli. There are people who wouldn't eat it the way it's up. So that's what the Gemara says. Moider Reb Shimon. The grogers with simukim. That's our Gemara later. Moider Reb Shimon. The grogers with simukim. Here's the Gemara.
Yeah.
On Chavav on the base, three lines from the bottom. Loi tzricha. The case is the achzu v'loy achzu. It's roy and it's not roy. Dikin shidachli, some people would eat it. Dikin shidaloyachli. So if he's azmin, if he's mazmin it on erev yontav, erev Shabbos, his goli daite, he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, it is called oichel. If it's called oichel, good, then it's mucha me'elov, according to Reb Shimon. But if loy azmin, if he doesn't declare in advance that he plans to eat it, loy goli daite, so we're not so sure that it's considered oichel. So that's what the Gemara says. Moider Reb Shimon. Where's that lashon? Moider Reb Shimon begrogus etzimuk. Must be on this daf somewhere. Moider Reb Shimon begrogus etzimukim. That there is a din of mukta. So that's what Rashi says over here. Umechuber kegrogus etzimukim dami. That's the Rashi and Chabdalar on the base. The third wide line in the Rashi. Umechuber lekarka, or the wild animals. Let's say the wild animals get caught in the middle of Yontif, or the peiris fall down from the trees in the middle of Yontif, or Nachri rips it off from the tree in the middle of Yontif, that's considered muktzah. Just like grogus etzimukim. So the same over here. Live animals. People don't eat live animals. You wait till you shecht it. Even goyim don't eat those. You don't eat live animals, and you don't eat peiris while they're attached to the karka. So it doesn't have a shem oichel before. So maydir Reb Shimon, why may the loy likton, may esmol, since he didn't pluck it off in the tree on erev Yontif, and he didn't catch the animal on erev Shabbos, erev Yontif, and the mele, it's always considered muktzah. That's how Rashi explains this Mishnah. That's the Mishnah on Omer Al Chordal and Omer Aleph. Mitzur is chay v'yoyfid dogim shason me'erev yontif. I set the trap on erev yontif, and then on yontif I come. So that's permissible to do on erev Shabbos also. To set up a system where the malacha is going to happen by itself in the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of yontif. So that seems in the Mishnah and Shabbos that's mutter. And then in the middle of Yontif he sees that there's an animal. He doesn't know whether the animal was caught on erev Yontif, before Yontif, or on Yontif. So the Mishnah says, Misafik, lo yitul mehem Yontif. You're not allowed to use the animal because it's a Safik Mukta. Elim Kain, unless he knows for sure, Shehit Sodom the erev Yontif. If he knows that it was caught on erev Yontif, then there's no problem. But if he has a Safik Mukhan, it is
even though Sofik Rabbon Lakulim.
The whole din of Muktzeh is only mid the Rabbanon, so why don't you say Sofik the Rabbanon Lakulim? That's what the Gemara said in the first Perek, that Muktzeh is the Chadovish Yeshul Matirin. So even though normally you say Sofik the Rabbanon Lakulim, but if you have a Sofik the Rabbanon, Chadovish Yeshul Matirin, have a Sofik if I'm allowed to eat the animal today. To wait till after Abdullah, for sure it's kosher. Mm-hmm. Have a Sofik whether the peiris were plucked off on Yonder. To wait till after Abdullah, for sure it will be kosher. So that's called the Dovish Eshel Matirin, so Sofik the Rabbanon is Lechumre. That's what the Tanakhama says. Sofik the Rabbanon is Lechumre. Umayse ben Achriyecho, there was once a case that a guy, heavy dog given the Rabbi Gamliel, he brought in a fish. And Rabbi Gamliel didn't know whether the fish were caught on Yontif or the fish were caught on Erev Yontif. The Omer, Rabbi Gamliel said, Mutar mehem. The din is that a Safik Mukta is Mutar. Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. The Mishnah has a Psak, Safik Mukta is Aser. Then it says a Maisa Lister. And they tell a story that contradicts the psak. How can it be? The Gemara says there's a line missing. Should say the Mishnah, Tanakama holds Safik Mukta Aser, Reb Shimon holds Reb Shimon Gamliel, who is it? Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds Safik the Rabbana Lekula. Those are the Safik Mukta is Mukta.
Even by
Dov Shesh Lamatirin. Well, Mai said Rabbi Gamliel that the Nochri brought him fish on Yontif, and he didn't know whether the fish were caught on Yontif or an Erev Yontif. The Yomah, he said, strictly speaking, Mutar Mein, Safik Mukta is Mutar. But I don't like the goy, so I'm not interested in accepting the gift. I told him to go fly kite. No, no, I don't want his present. He was the chief rabbi, so a lot of goyim wanted to butter him up. Yeah, so he said he's not interested in the matana. He told him the holiday he doesn't want. What do you give him a teretz? A holiday, I can't take your fish. So he told the Talmidim, it's really mutter, but I gave him a teretz. I didn't want to accept his matana.
Why aren't they behemoths
whenever it's needs so to be omeid, so then if you will ask the person on Erev Yontif, do you think he may want a shecht? He'll say, yeah, he may want a shecht on Yontif. So if there's a possibility.
He didn't have it in other words, he doesn't have it in mind. But he just has it in his pen in the back.
If you ask,
so in other words, you have to be mukhan.
We assume that it's mukhan. The wild animals are not mukhan, but whatever. Let's say we have a lot of possible. Let's say on Arab Shabbos and Yom, we have a lot of food in the kitchen. Now the balabasta cooked that shalom chicken, this kugel. So she has mind to serve this. What about all the things in the cabinets? So she doesn't have a mind to serve that. But that's not called mukhtza. The ice cream in the freezer that's made for the birthday party next week. That's mukhtza. The taste of the big addition, that's a machleg zapshim rab yudah, that's mukhtza. But the food, stam food, we say it's not mukhtza. Why? It's an undim the mukhach. If you would ask the balabast on the Arab Shabbat, do you think he may want to eat it? She said, yeah, may come up, she may want to eat it. The ice cream, for sure, she's not going to eat. But that's the machleg zapshim rab yudah.
All food, yeah.
Right, Rab Shimon holds that all food is mukhan. Right, unless it's grogas, it's imukum, unless it's borderline food. Right. Reb Shimon holds all food is mucha me'elu b'nol kelem ha'mucha me'alein. And Reb Yudah disagrees. And in Shulchan Aruch we split the psak. The Mechabah splits the psak. Based on the Gemara, right. Based on the Gemara, based on the base. And the Mechabah says, Sfardim, father of the Mechabah, Mechabah says that on Yontif we're machma like Reb Yudah, the mukta is also, and on Shabbos the din is like Reb Shimon. So let's say that case, the Pesach, the Gedishes, or the ice cream in the freezer, so according to this, the psak of the Sfardim, if it would, the story would happen in the middle of Shabbos, that the balabasta hears that she won a sweepstakes pick, her husband got an increase or whatever, and she decides to use the Pesach to dig the dishes, that would be okay. On Shabbos is okay, there's no dinner mukta. But in the middle of Yontif, middle of Sukkot, middle of Rosh Hashanah, Shavuot, she decides to change and use the Pesach to dig the dishes, so then the Mechaber would say that it's us. So the Gemara says the difference is because people on Yontif do so many malachas l'tzarcha chol nefesh. That's why people tend to be mezalzel in Yontif. They carry even things that they don't really need, and they sometimes cook things that they don't really need. They're mezalzel in Hilchos Yontif. So that's why Rabbi Yudah Anasi wrote the Mishnais in such a way to be saysim that on Yontif we should be machmal like Rabbi Yudah. On Shabbos, everybody's nizer, the religious Jews know Shabbos is Shabbos, so they're not going to come loyosi lezulzuli. But on Yontif, we're concerned also lezulzuli. That's how the Mechaber passed, based on the Rif and the Rambam. And the Rambam says that Ashkenazim don't follow that. Psak, we're mekel. The only thing we're machma, we follow a chiluk between Shabbos and Yontif, but not that on Yontif we follow Rav Yudah Shita. On Yontif, we're machmer and noilad. One part of Rav Yudah, just on noilad. If you had chicken before Shabbos or before Yontif, which was Michael Adam, and you ate up all the chicken, you left with chicken bones, so the chicken bones is now Michael Dehme. So that's Michael Adam, Shenishtan Elias, Michael Dehme, but that's called Neulad, but it's not Neulad Gomor. So the Gemara says that's also Machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. So the Ramah says that on Yontif we're Machmer on Neulad, that the chicken bones are considered, on Shabbos it's not considered Muktzah, this Neulad, because not Neulad Gomor. But on Yontif the chicken bones would be considered Muktzah, but the other kind of Muktzah, or you have the Pesach, the Gedishes, or you have the ice cream in the freezer, that the Ramos make even on Yontif. So Ashkenazim follow that. So this is the Gemara's Kasha on the Mishnah. Tanakama says that a Safek Mukta is Aser, because it's Dov Sheish Lamatirin. And Rabbi Gamliel says that it's Mutter. So how does the Mishnah flow? It says Aser, or Maisa Ben Achriyach, contradicts the Psaq, Reg Dugon, Maisa Lister. The Mishnah writes it in Le'iser, And then it tells a story that contradicts this, the psak. And for the Gemara, there's a line missing. Chisuri mechzura b'hachi katoni. The line that's missing should read as follows. Safik muchan asur, Tanakama holds that safik muktzeh is asur. The Rabbi Gamliel matir, he holds safik the Rabbana lekule, even though it's davish yesh matir. Once it happened with Rabbi Gamliel, that the Nochri brought him a fish on Yontif, and he didn't know whether he had caught the fish on Yontif or before Yontif, Rabbi Gamliel told the Tamidim, he told the Nochri, sorry, it's my holiday, I can't accept the gift, you should take it back. And then when he told the other Tanaim that it was a Baba Maisa, really, it's mutter to take it, so
he hated him.
He didn't like him, yeah.
He hated him.
Yeah. I don't like him. Right. I didn't want to take the gift from the guy. Yeah. But Mikra Din, it's really good. Unless you have a political reason, Mikra Din, you're permitted to take. Because the Safik the Rabbanon is Lakula. What if the Nochri tells me, I asked the Nochri, we passed him like the Tanakama, that Safik Mukta Zos. What if I asked the Nochri, when did he catch the fish? He says, last week. He says, the fish last week. He says, yesterday. Caught the fish yesterday, Rabbi. I didn't catch today. Does he have Nemonis? That's the Shalit. Does the Nochri have them on it?
Spencer, who knows, no? But
if he understands, if I explain to him, if he caught it yesterday, then I'm allowed to eat it. If he caught it today, I'm not allowed to eat it. So what's the answer? But the Shalit, yes. So the Nochri has known them on it when he understands what direction
you're driving.
But the Shalit is, what if it's Mesech Lefitumai? He says, Rabbi, I went fishing yesterday specially for you, and I caught this wonderful fish. He says on his own, he doesn't even realize that it's relevant for the halacha. So what would be the din by a nochem isirch l'titur? So that's a big machlokes. And Yeridei, we pass in a chilek between a din deraisa and a din derabbanan. A nochem isirch l'titur is neman by a nisa derabbanan. Neman lahaka by a nisa derabbanan is not neman by a nisa deraisa. And the Taz, the Simon Tzadik Ches, wants to make a chiddush that maybe you should even, that's the psak that we pass. And the Taz wants to be mechadish in the other direction, that even on a din deraisa, the Nochri should be believed. I think Gemara says the only time a Nochri Mesech Lefituma is named by din deraisa by Eidus Isha. So the Taz says, no, that's because Niker Adin Eidus Isha is the Chadov Shebiyeri. You should really need two kosher Eidin. By Mominis, by Nefoshes, by Dov Shebiyeri, you need two kosher Eidin. Special Kula that Eid Echod is Bagloid. So they're not going to be Mekel on a Nochri Mesech Lefituma. They shouldn't have been makel. So that's an accepted rule that a nochem isirch l'fitumah is believed over there. But if you have a case of isurim, where any old eid echad is never be isurim, so nochem isirch l'fitumah should be as good as any eid echad. That's what the Taz writes. Because the Gemara talks about if treifas fell into a pot of soup, you don't know, is it nice and tight? You don't know if you have shishim, you don't have shishim. The Gemara says, give it to a goy and have the goy taste it. So if the goy says he can taste the chazah, so the treif. The goy says he can't taste any chazah, so it's kosher. So how do you rely on the guy? The Taz says it's a misich lefituma. We don't tell him why we're interested in knowing what the flavor is. The other Rishonim say like that. The Shach like that Shach. But the Taz says, no, noch misich lefituma. I, the Gemara says, but noch misich lefituma is not believed on an Issa deraisa. So he says, no, that's when you need two kosher eidim. But when the din is a tzisurim, so then a misich lefituma is nema. That's how the Taz wants to be chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch. He wants to say that even by their rices in Yisum and Achri would be nema. Another Rishonim hold fakert in the Ozarua, in the big volume of the Sefer Ozarua. So he has a whole list of shilas or tshuvas that he corresponded with the Taisus Rid. I already forgot who asked him. I think the Taisus Rid asked the Ozarua. One of them asked the other one. A long list of 14 or 16 shilas, or 24 shilas, I forgot. And then he sent all in one letter, along in the Megillah, and he sent all the tshuvas to that. So one of the shilas was about this, where the Nochri, that the Baal HaTaisa said, the Nochri, Mesech Lefitumai, is Neman Andinim, the Rabbanu is Neman Andinim, the Raisa, what do you say? So he said, what's haste? Ashepim di bashav, yiminim min shoker, v'chol dvar dvar metelim. How can you rely on a? How can you rely on a nochri? It's not by gloip, not by their eyes, and not by their abonish. The gonish min gonish. That was the Yor Zeruah that was misunderstood. We used to have a professor at Yeshiva College, Shain Afyanavel. So he used to say the Yor Zeruah was an amoritz. How does he know? Because the Taisus Rid said chol dvar dvar metelim. He goes on the Nochri. He's not talking about. He sent the Ozarua. The Ozarua sent him the Shaila, and then the Taisus Rid wrote him a Nochri. Hashapim di bashav, minim im in shoka, pasik in tilim.
It goes up the nafri.
The professor thought that he was talking about the Ozerua, that the Ozerua called Varadorm Tev. Anyway, we pass in the middle sheet, we pass in Yeridea, that by Nisa de Rabbanon, Misich Lefituma is Bagloit. By Nisa de Reis, Misich Lefituma is not Bagloit. So if the Nachri would be Misich Lefituma, he would tell me, Mukta is only the Rabbanon. If he tells me that it was caught on Erev Yontif and he doesn't realize that it's relevant for the Psak Halacha, then it's Misich Lefituma, and the Rabbanon, it would be believed.
The Homachok is when you learn by Yisr, by Shishim, but you give him the taste. What's the where do you must find cases where a goy is believed by Rabbanon Misich Lefitumoy, no? Besides what the Taz learns.
In Yeridah, they discuss it in Hilchos Shechita. In Hilchos Shechita, it says you have to wait till the eighth day to shech the behemah. Uh-huh. And if you shech the behemah within the 8 days, then it's a suffix nefel.
Right.
It's a suffix nefel. Eight days. Kol shalosh shmona yom in the behemah is a suffix nefel. Yeah. Because the pasuk says, for korbanos purposes, you have to wait till Yom Hashmini. Shuvas Yom Yitachasimai. Hashmini v'Hala Yiratzad Korbani Shal Hashem. So strictly speaking, the pasuk and chumash that you're not permitted to be makriv a korban within 8 days even applies if it's biyadua. Shekolalei chadash. We know for sure that it was post mature. We know for sure it was kolalei chadash. But still, it's exeris akosu. Like pidyon haben. Pidyon haben. You have to wait till the Yom Lamed Aleph, even if the baby was post mature. It's not because it's a sofik nefil. Not because it's something that even if the vaday kolalei chadash of a vaday bar kayoma, you still have to wait till Yom Lamed Aleph for pidyon haben. But the Gemara assumes that the reason why the Torah established Lamed Aleph Yom for pidyon haben is because if you would have a baby and you would have a suffix, whether it was kolalei chadash or lo kolalei chadash, so if you wait 30 days and the baby survives, it's a simen, it's a chacha that it's a kolalei chadash, it's a bar kayoma. And the reason why the Torah instituted it in that all karbanos you have to wait till the 8th day is because if you would have a suffix, whether it would be a nephil or not, if it's a nephil, you shecht it, it's like shechting a dead animal. A nephil is like it's not a bakayam, it's as if it's already dead. So the reason why the Torah requires you should always wait till the 8th day is because if you don't know whether the animal is kolach hadoshev or not, if you wait till the 8th day, it'll be yotz mechlal suffix nephil. So that's what the Gemara says in Rav Lezer de Mila. By behemah kol shlosho shmona yamin bebehemah, and by yodim kol shloshim yom ba'odim is a suffix nephil. So the Taz discusses, is that a din d'araisa or is that a din? The Taz and the Meforshim on Shulchan Aruch discuss, is that a din d'araisa or is that only a din d'rabbanan? So a group of Rishonim say this whole thing, both by the Odom and by the Behem, but the whole thing is only a chumim d'rabbanan. Mikra din d'araisa, mechateisa, why should you declare? A baby is a nephil. If you don't know one way or the other, you assume that roiv vlodas are not nephilim. A baby should be a nephil mechateisa. It comes out, looks like it's a bouncing, if it's hingtunt shvach, a suffix nephil. But if it looks like a healthy baby, a healthy behemoth, why should it krich up the gleich event and declare that maybe it's a nephil? So many poskim hold that the whole din is only the rabbanon. So the Taz there in Siman Tazayin or whatever, Siman Tazvav, I don't know, has a whole discussion about this halacha. Would a nachri be believed if he tells him Misich Lefitum exactly when it was born and he doesn't realize that it's relevant to halacha? He has a list of all the dates when they were born. The Taz says there, the standard psak is by din d'araisa, the nachri is not believed in Misich Lefitumai, and by din d'rabbanan, he is believed.
What about Carla saying, two children are born twins, and the doctor says this one was born first, you take his word for it, that's the d'araisa for
it, no? Mean the doctor's anachri?
Yeah,
that's a gemara in the end of Kiddushin, that chaya nemenes, that the chaya means the woman who delivered the baby has an amonis, even though she's an isha, and even though she's an eid echad. She's not meant to say it's a special. The Ron says, even if it's not Misich Lefituma, even if they understand what it is, it's a special. The Ron says it's a special takana de rabbanon that we give them the money, because how then are we going to know? You have to have two kosher edim in the delivery room all the time to know which baby is a kohen and which baby is a mamz and which baby is a lady. So the Ron says it's a special takana de rabbanon. Others want to make it that it's a din d'araisa and not a takana de rabbanon, but that's a special nemonis. Special in the monks because there's no one else around at that time. So that's what the Gemara says. This is the machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chacham. Omer, how do we paskin la halacha? So we know a davish yesh lematirin. We know the din is you don't say sveka the rabban lekula. So that's against Rabbi Gamliel. So that's what he says. Omer Rabbi Yudah Omer Shmuel. Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Shmuel, Ein Halacha Ki Rabbi Gamliel. We do not accept Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. We paskin that a Safek Mukta is also because it's a Dovah Sheish L'Matim. Zika the Masni Lo Aho. Others have the tradition that Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel this statement, not on the Mishnah, but on a Braisa. But the same thing. The Braisa is the exact same thing. Aho, the Tanya, Safek Mukhan. Mukha means it was prepared. Mukha means not mukta. Mukha and mukta are opposites. Yes. So the Safik is it mukha or is it mukta? Rabbi Gamliel Mata, because Safik the Rabbanu Kula Rabbi Shua is there. And I'm Rabbi Yudah, I'm Shmuel, I look like Rabbi Shua, that it's a Dabba Sheish Lamatir, and so Safik the Rabbanu is Lachum. And Nika the Masni Law, a third version has it, that Itaka said the same thing, but having Gansen a different name of a different Tana. He said the same thing of Shimon and Elazar, who says the same as Rabbi Yeshua. You can ask the Lahod the Tanya on the following brisa. Shechtim, you're permitted to shecht an animal on Yontif. Shechita is mutam mishumai chal nefesh, but not tzeda. You're not allowed to do tzeda on Yontif, but shechita yet. So what if you have a man-made forest where you catch animals that they should roam around? So on Yontif, if you want to shecht, it should be easy to get it. So it's like nitzad v'yondif. Preserve. So that preserve, a small, narrow preserve, is called in the language of the Tanoim, that's called Nigorim. Nigorim, why do they call it Nigorim? Because they used to have streams, they used to have man-made streams and rivers of water for the behemoths to drink. So Shechtim and HaNigorim, you're permitted to shecht those animals that were trapped in the preserve before Yontif, where they have the water flowing. Because that's Nitzad V'yayman, and there's no problem of Tzedah. Aval, however, you're not allowed to shecht an animal that was caught in the net. And you don't know when it was caught, whether it's caught on Erev Yom, it was caught on Yom. Avalom in Hareshis is a net. Avalom in Harishasas, Umin HaMechmairos. You're not permitted to shecht those animals that were caught in the trap. And it's a Safik. Rashi says the Safik was a Nitzad on Yom, the very Yom, you're not allowed. Reb Shimon and Elazarei Meir, he gives you the rule. So the rule is the following, and there's going to be a problem with this rule. If he comes in Erev Yontif and he sees that the trap has already flipped in, obviously the animal was caught on Erev Yontif. There's Akasha on top and Akasha on level. So there's no Shaila. It was caught on Erev Yontif. It's Biodua. He knows for sure. Shem Erev Yontif and Yitzodu. Umutarim. The animals were caught on Erev Yontif. What if Bo Mitzon Nikol Kolim Biyontif? He finds that the trap was overturned in the middle of Yontif, the beginning of Yontif, the trap was still open. And it closed in the middle of Yontif. So it's Biodua, it's a simon, he knows for sure, should be Yontif and he told him, it was, the animal was caught on Yontif, and it's Mukta the Asur. Sure. So he tells you the rule. So the rule that he tells you is not too helpful. It's Gomish Gezak. What's the din of a Sufik? What's the din of a Sufik we want to know? There's a stira, Hagufa Kashi, there's a stira within the two statements. Amrit, first you make a statement. If he see that the trap was caught, was closed already on Erev Yontif, you know for sure, Shemei Erev Yontif, so that the animals were trapped on Erev Yontif and it's mutter. So you can infer from that statement, time of the bomb, so the only reason why the din is lahakel, time of the bomb, it's on Mikul Kolim. Because you see, Vada was caught on Erev Yontif. If you're not sure when the animal was caught, Vaistoy said it's Osur. A suffix the Rabbanu by Dov Sheish Matirin is Lechumre. Amos Sefer Zog, the next line contradicts. He says, if you came and you found the traps closed on Yontif, they got closed on Yontif, it's Biodua, you know for sure it should be Yontif Nitzodu. And that's why it's also because it's a Vada Yisad the Rabbanu. So you can be Medaik from there for care. Time, or the only reason why it's also is because Bom Sonical Column, because it's a Vada Mukta. Hosveka, Meir Hosveka, but if it's a suffix, you say, Safek the Rabbanu Lekuli, you have a right to be Toilim. The heir of Yontif Nitzodu, you have a right to assume that Safek the Rabbanu Lekuli, Mutarm, says the Chastir Menei Bey. So we don't know how to read the Tana of Shimon ben Elazar. The Diyukim between the first half and the second half of the statement contradict each other. What does he hold by Safek Mukta? So the Gemara said, Pshat in the memory of the Tana is the following. Hachikama, what he meant to say was this. Bo Mitzon Mukul Kolim, heir of Yontif, if he finds the traps were already no longer functioning on Erev Yontif, it's a simon that the animal was caught already. It's biyadur shem Erev Yontif nitzodu umutarim, and that's the only thing that's mutar. But whenever there's a suffix, that's the equivalent of a case where you know for sure that it was caught on Yontif, that for sure it's muktzah. So if you have a suffix, whether it's nitzel or yontav, or yontav or sveika, nasa kemi, we treat it as if she nitzel to be yontav, we have to be totally lechumre, because it's davish eish matir and viasurim, because suffix mukta is lechumre. So here's the third version, Amr Abyuda, Amr Shmuel. The one version is he said it on the Mishnah, and he said, Ein Halacha Kerabban Gamlon. One version he said on the Braisit, he said also Ein Halacha. And this version is the same thing, the same psak, but on a different place.
But in other words, if he examined the traps at 3 o'clock, he got this at 6 o'clock, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was untouched. He comes back at 9 o'clock and it was untouched.
And he doesn't know.
It could happen between 6 and 9. So in a scenario like that, even though there was sufficient time for it to be trapped, you're still not allowed to use it?
Right. Sofik Mukta is Lechumra, because it's a double Sheish Lamatirin.
Why do we say Sofik Mukta is
Lechumra? Right, so the answer is a double Sheish Lamatirin, even in Nisa the Rabbanah, you go Lechumra.
What if the man was caught in 2 days' jump, he can't use it
Has to be alive. It has to be alive. If it's dead, you can't shecht it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The Ravashi says the pshat. The suffix davishesh matirin is luchumer. Why? What's the pshat davishesh matirin is luchumer?
You
have the option. So what? But if it's a suffix drabon lekula, say suffix drabon lekula.
It's not going to be wasted.
Huh?
It's not going to be wasted.
But still, let it be muta. So the answer is no. What is the original din of Dav Sheish L'Matirin? Dav Sheish L'Matirin has some kind of chumah. The original din of Dav Sheish L'Matirin was by bittul. If an iser is bottle, let's say an iser fell into a heter, a beta shenol de biyontif is mukta, got mixed in with a whole bunch of other eggs, and you know which is which. It's the chayavish biyavish, nimbe minay. And she'd really say it's bottle beroy. You should say chad betrays bottle. You don't even need shishim. You only need shishim by lach balach. A yavish be yavish min bemina. It should be bottle beroy. So the brisa says no. The sarva bacheres, 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 kulam asuras. All the eggs. I feel hein aleph, 1,000 eggs. One mukta dik egg. One beitza that's mukta gets mixed into 1,000 eggs that are not mukta. It's not bottle. The Mara asks why not? Well, what's the problem over here? Mara says dav sheish matir. Since he can wait till after Abdullah, need all the eggs, so wait, don't eat it now. Why? Why is that so? The Rashi is Masber, because we have a din, Eim of Atan Yisrael Chathchila. The din is only if the Yisrael fell in, then it's bottled by itself. But you're not allowed to mix it in. And what if you went ahead and you violated the din and you mixed in the Yisrael? Then there's a Knas Midrabbanan that you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, not only is there a din, Eim of Atan Yisrael Chathchila, you're not allowed to pour in a little Chazash Malz into the pot of soup, knowing that you're going to have Bitl of Shishim. Even if it fell in by itself, but you're choosing to eat it. You're choosing to eat it today. Let's say the beitzah and all the yontif fell into 1,000 other eggs. So do you have to use bittul beroyt or not? So if you wait, if you won't eat any eggs on yontif, eat all the eggs after yontif, you won't have to rely on any bittul beroyt. So your decision to eat the egg on yontif is a violation of Eim Avatan Yisrael Chathchila. Because you didn't have to decide to eat it on yontif, you have other food to eat.
Suppose you don't have other food to eat.
I don't know, is that good to kash?
I don't know.
But that's how Rashi learns pshat. That's called your decision, aim about the nisla chatchilas can be violated, not only if you mix it in, even if it's already mixed in. That's what many poskim say like this. Let's say I go to the store and they have two products that are both kosher. They're saying two products. One product is kosher, doesn't have any non-kosher ingredients. The other product has non-kosher ingredients, but I checked into it. I know that it has bittul b'shishim. It's bottle b'shishim. But a chabad breyer, I can buy the other one that doesn't have any tarugas. So many poskim say that that's a violation of Eim Avatan Yisrael Chathchila. Unless it's much more expensive. It costs a dollar more or something. It depends, you know. This one costs $1,000, this one costs $1,001. That doesn't make a difference. But if it's a significant difference in price, then you say that that's it's not that I'm deciding to
be
mevat lisa. Yeah.
Well, it did.
But if it's easy to avoid, then that's cool. And I choose to buy that one. So many poskim say you're purchasing the fact that you buy it. That's a violation of Eim Avat Nisla Chathchila. So now the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Tzitzis, of all places, Magen Avraham writes there is a din of Safek Derabbanan Lekula. That only applies you fell into a circumstance of Safek Derabbanan Lekula. Are you permitted lachatchila litzar safik derabbanan biyadayim? Are you allowed to set up the system to make a Safek Darabana Lekula. Take for example, Sphira Saima. So in Shulchan Aruch they pass and the Sphira Saima Bizman is only the Rabbana. Why? So Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. It says, Yom Havi Yachal Lesoim Atnufa. From the day you bring the Mincha Saima, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Mincha Saima, so there's no Sphira Saima Derais, it's only a Zechel HaMikdash. So since Sphira Saima is only the Rabbana, so if and you're supposed to count Balayla, you're not supposed to count Bayom, you're supposed to count Balayla. So what if I made a mistake and I counted Bein HaShmoshes? So do I have to count again Balayla, or do you have a right to rely on that? So if you already counted Bein HaShmoshes, so you can follow Zoch that Sveika Derabana Lekula. But are you allowed L'chatchila to count Bein HaShmoshes? Litzo B'yadayim Sveika Derabana L'chatchila. So that the Magen Avraham says in Hilchas Tzitzis, he says that's not proper. Because, how does he know? It's the Beferish Gemara. The Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says Adov Sheish Matirin is not bottle when it goes into Atarubis. So Rashi says why? Because your choice to decide to eat it today is a violation of Eim Havat Panis Alachatchila. The Gemara says on the same daf, the Abdalit, that Dov Sheish Matirin is not only a din in bittul that it prevents bittul; it's a din in Safek Derabanan Lekula. You have no right to say Safek Derabanan Lekula by Dov Sheish Matirin. Why not? Because also leads to be a dime. Safek Derabanan Lekula. Safek Derabanan Lekula is a hachra. It's an arbitrary hachra. So the halacha only permits you to make this arbitrary hachra if you fell into the matzah. Yeah. But the litzo biyadayim, that's like aim about the lis lachatchila, that you're not allowed to do.
On a bashan al the whole iser is for one scenario when yontif segues into Shabbos and that egg was born. That's
what motivated the rabbis to introduce.
So here, according to Rabbi Kleinman's case, here you have an egg which was. But Yosef would say it was on a Tuesday or Wednesday. So Mamela, you should be allowed to eat that egg only because of Shabbos Yosef, we don't. And on top of it, the egg gets mixed with 250 good eggs. That's like a suffix on top of the Xeris. It doesn't seem right.
It's a suffix on top of the Xeris. Yeah. That is correct. It's only a Xeris that I've done. It would be Shabbos next to Yosef.
But if Yosef fell in,
but he purposely decided to eat it today. What a brera to eat it after Havdalah. So his decision to eat it today. So we tell him eat all the eggs after Yontif. Your decision to eat the egg today is the equivalent of a violation of Eim Avat Anis L'Chatchila. And by Safek Derabanan Lekula, by Dov Sheish Matir, it means your decision to be light to eat it now, as opposed to waiting till after Yontif, is a violation of Asa Litzah B'Yadayim Sveika Derabanan Lekula. You're not allowed to do B'Yadayim Sveika Derabanan Lekula. Because it's an arbitrary hachra.
In other words, I have food put away I don't plan to use, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, right? I don't plan to use it, the ice cream, whatever it is, and by accident something happens to the other food, and the Beitzah falls in, and I don't have it. You say, I can't eat that. Can I go eat the other food that was not Mufan?
That's what he asked. What if you don't have any other food?
No, I didn't say other food. I'm saying, can you then use the other food that was at Nuka?
You cannot use the other food.
You have nothing.
That's okay, so good to Kasha. How can you call it? How can you say that your decision to eat the food now is the violation of also leads to the Adam Sekhar Aban Kuli? He has no other food to eat. That's all he has. That's a good Kasha. But that's how Rashi learns the Pasha of Shash and Nigmar and Abdallah. That Dovish Esh Matirin is neither bottle nor do you say Safek Derabana Lekula, because your decision to eat it now as opposed to waiting till later constitutes a violation of Eim Avat Anisa L'Chatchila, and it constitutes a violation of Asa Litzo Sveika Derabana Lekula. Yeah. It's only Midrabana. Yeah, we hold that Eim Avat Anisa L'Chatchila is only Derabana. The Shach quotes the Ravid's opinion, Eim Avat Anisa L'Chatchila is Anisa Deraisa. And the Shach says we don't pass them like that. We pass them as only the Rabbanan. Where is there a big Shaila? The Nadi Yehuda has a big pilpul about the fact. Nadi Yehuda quotes these two. He quotes Osa Litzah B'Yadayim Sveika Derabanan Lekula, and Osa La'arev Eim Avat Anis L'Chatchila. What about Litzah Sveika? Are you permitted to set up a system whereby you're gonna set up a case that it's gonna be a Sveika Lekula? Do you say Sveik Sveika Lekula is also an arbitrary hachra, and it's only when you fell into a circumstance where you have a Sveik Sveika, so you make it. But to set up a system of the Chatchila, to rely on a Sveik Sveika, that's the same as Maybe you should say no. To set up the system to rely on Rove. Rove is not stam an arbitrary hachlor. Rove is Rove. So you can follow Rove. You can set up the system to follow Rove. We do it all the time. We milk the cows and we drink the milk and we rely on the Rove. The Hamas Kshere is saying. It could be the animal is a trefa and the milk is chalav of a trefa. So we rely on Rove. That's mutal hachidah to rely on Rove. That's not a problem. So the shayla is what's with Svek Svekas? So some Rishonim write, the Shach quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo, that Svek Svekas means Tam Rove. Svek Svekas means 50-50 with its A or B, maybe Osir, maybe Mutan. Even if it's B, it should be Osir. It's a 50-50 chance, and maybe C or D, so maybe it's still Mutan. So it comes out, it's 75% Leheter and 25% Leisa. So it's a Svek Svekas is like a Rove. So Svek Svekas is Takami Tam Rove. The Rashba writes a Loshan, Svek Svekas is like a Rove, or Odif Mi Rove. It's even better than a Rove. So if it's like a Rove, better than a Rove means it's not even a latest Asofik. Mm-hmm. Not even considered a latest Asofik. So if it's a Rove, better than a Rove, then it should be Mutalitza Lohatchila. Svek Sveka be Adayim. However, others hold that it's not so glad that Svek Sveka is Nishkin Rove and it's not better than a Rove. The Prima Godim and others write that according to the Rambam Shita, Svek Sveka is identical with Sveka the Rabbana Lakula. Why? Because the Rambam, the Ra'or writes like that. The Rambam's opinion is that Sofik, the Raisa Lechumre, that din itself is only Midirabbanan. That's the first chapter in the Shev Shmaitzah. That the Rambam has a machleik of his Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam and the Ravid both say the Ravid has Asoga, but he's masking with this part of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Ravid both say that the din of Sofik, the Raisa Lechumre, that din itself is only a Chumre Midirabbanan. And Atar Sofik, the Raisa is Lekula. So what if you have a Sofik, Al Gabi Sofik, have a Svek Sveke? Even if it would have been a Sofik, the Raisa Luchumer would have only been the worst that it would be. The Rabbanon, so if you have a Sofik, if you have a Sofik, the Raisa is a Sofik, the Rabbanon, Lekula. That's what the Ra'or writes in Berak Abayis, in the Hasogas and the Rajbon, Teres Abayis. And that's what the Prima Godim didn't have that Ra'or. He says the Achidish. He thinks that according to the Rambam, that's the Pshat. So if one should say like that, Mahalach, that Svek, Sveke, is Mamish identical with Sofik the Rabbana Lakula, or even not identical, Lamish and Zog, not identical. That's a Harifah. But along the lines, It's an arbitrary Hachro. So you say like that, that maybe it should be also Litzo Lachatchila, Svek Sveka, the Yodayim. So this is a discussion, there is a Nerib Yehuda about this, and the Nerib Yehuda's son, who took over the Rabbanas in Prague after the father passed away, Rav Shmuel Landa, I think his name was. He has a lot of times Shuvas that the yeshiva chevra like it better than the Nadav Yehuda. The Nadav Yehuda was a paisik. A lot of times he has a boring tshuva. But his son has a, what's it called? His son's Shivas Tzion, it's called. Shivas Tzion. Because the father wrote the tzlach, the tzion, tzion, lenefesh chaya. Nothing to do with Zionism. Tzion, lenefesh chaya. His mother passed away. His mother's name was Chaya. So he called it tzion. This is a maskera. It's the nefesh of his mother, tzion, lenefesh chaya. And he has, but he has other swarm that I call Tzion, the Drishos Tzion, other swarm with Tzion in it. So the Sun Sefer, they printed now, they call it Nadi Behuda Chelik Shlishi. But it's not Chelik Shlishi, it's the Shivas Tzion, the Sun's Tshuva. So the Sun's Tshuva is, in a certain sense, more yeshivish and more lamdish than the Father's Tshuva. So the Sun, every so often, has a Tshuva just to be mavar what it says in the Nadi Behuda. He has one Tshuva about this, and he shows this machlaikas. What's the nature of the kula of Svek Sveka? Is it better than Sveka the Rabbana Lekula? It's better than Bitul Bereiv. Maybe it's even Mutalitza Svek Sveka the Adayim. Or maybe I should say no. Maybe it's the same kind of the heter. It's an arbitrary kula Svek Sveka. And it's also Litza the Adayim. It's like a tchira. So he links it up with another issue that's very relevant to Halacha Lamaisa. We have a din, Menatera Sofek Mamzer is Mutta. Mamzer vada v'loy mamzer sofik. Whenever you have a sofik, mamzer is mutter. But with the Rabbana, they made a nisa on a sofik mamzer. So what's the din if you have a svek sveker? Is there a chumer with the Rabbana on a svek sveker of a mamzer? Take for example, there are a lot of people, the Jews from Afghanistan, other locations, we're not so sure in the first place if they're Jewish. And even if they're Jewish, they haven't been observing Hilchas Gittin. They don't write the Kosher Gittin. So if a woman remarried and she has children from the second husband, so there may be Mamzer, but we're not sure who is the lucky winner. Who is the one who is a child of a woman who remarried? Who is a grandchild or great-grandchild? So everything is really up in the air. So if they're not Jewish, so there's no Dina Mamzer. then our Jewish have to be Megayer. Okay, so Megayer, then Misofik, the Rabbanut is Megayer, all these people from the Ethiopians, yeah. So the Megayer, then Misofik. So the Shaila is, after you Megayer, then Misofik, then you have a Sofik Mamzeris. Maybe they really were Jewish, and maybe there's a Sofik Mamzeris on the whole group because they have not been following the laws of Gittin properly. They have people who are remarrying. But it's only a Sofik on everybody. So everybody's really a sex faker. So that's the Shaila. The chumrim of the rabbanon that a sofik mamzer is also in the rabbanon, that's shtuki basufi. The sofik mamzer, did that chumrim of the rabbanon even apply to a sfek sveke or not? So in the end of the first parakin ksubis is tuk shotim and rashi on the gemara. Machlek is by amon asisa. It's called amon asisa. What's the din of a sfek sveke? Are you mater or not? So the shiva sion, the Rebbe Yehuda's son, says that this issue, whether the chachamim were machmer on a sfek sveke by mamzeris also, depends on his issue. What's the nature of the heter of sfek sfek? Is it an arbitrary heter like sofik the rabbanon or kula? So just like they were machman sofik mamzer, so they should be machman sfek sfek also. But if you say no, it's like sfek sfek in itam rov or odif me rov, it's like mutalitza lachatchila sfek sfek the adayim. That's heter gomer. That's mamish no leiris a sofik. So then it doesn't make sense that the chachamim should be matal achumre on a sfek sfek of a mamzer. So he makes it totally in this shayla, and he gives you all the marmakaitis with the Magen Avraham. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah writes like that in Hilchas Sfira Saima. Tosis writes that if Sfira Saima Bizman is there, it's only the Rabbanon, so it's muta lachatchila to count during Ben Hashmosheh. So the Ran is masig on the Tosis, and he has muta lachatchila to count Ben Hashmosheh. If he counted Ben Hashmashes, you don't have to be matriarch to count it again. Sofik Darabon Lekula. But Litza, Sofik Darabon Lekula, Lechatchila Biyadayim, so the Ran says that that's not correct. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Ran. What's the beer in Taisus? The Taisus is a Pella. What does Taisus say? You're permitted Lechatchila to count Ben Hashmashes. So Taisus explains why they recommend it. They hold that it's better. Because Taisus claims that it's preferable.
Sufic, then.
Right. No. Taisus explains. Taisus says, you can't count Ben Hashmashes. You have no brera. But if Sfira Saima is only the Rabbanon, and if you would count Ben Hashmashes, you would be good b'di'eved, you would be yetzer b'di'eved, then Taisus says we recommended l'chatchila to get the full 24 hours in, because the earlier you count, so you have more of the day.
I
write it. You're not cheating. The day before is not getting cheated. Nothing is lost from the day before. Taisus says you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. You'll have the full 24 hours of this day, and you won't be chopping off anything from the previous day.
Those who are maker by the fake faker, but then we might have worked with the other even if the fake faker.
That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. What's the din of svek sveke? B'dav sheish l'matirin. So those who hold that svek sveke is mamish, no problem, it's muta litza l'chatchila. So what's wrong with the dav sheish matirin? The whole problem with dav sheish matirin is that my decision to rely on the heter is like litza b'yadayim. So what's wrong? Litza b'yadayim is muta. So the Shiva Stian says that's exactly the machlekes in the Ramon, Simen Kuf Yud, in Yerudan. Whether sex sake the Dov Shesh Matirin is also a mutter, big machlok is the first daf and beitza. I'm based on the beitza. Machlok is in Rishon.
Like if a Gentile brought you an egg, it wasn't a chum. So it's a sex sake. You don't know if he brought it outside the chum. You don't know if he came outside the chum Yantif or it was brought on Yantif also. Would that be consistent with the sex sake? But you have an egg. God like gave you an egg. You don't know if he brought the chum from the chum. If he came from outside the chum. And you don't know if it was brought on Yantif. You dropped it off in the body.
That's what a text fake of a mean, it may have been born on Yontif, maybe born on Arab
Yontif.
If it's born on Yontif, then it's also even if it comes with
Turkatsko. We don't know the nature of the egg. He had this egg, he brought it in, it could have been Yontif, it could have been before Yontif. He had the drop from it and he left and he got a chance to ask what it is.
Yeah.
You don't know if he bought it within it from another egg, from Yontif.
No, so you're making it worse. That's a svek svek al-chumra. That's called a svek svek al-chumra. It may be it's Osir Mitam Deitza Shinol de Biyantir. And even if it's not Nol de Biyantir, maybe also because it was born Mechut Lechum. That's called a Svek Svek Lechumr. Sometimes you have a Svek Svek Lechula where the 75-25 is in the good direction, and you're describing a case that the Mishlam Melech made up the term. That's a Svek Svek Lechumr. That's a Svek Svek. Mishlam Melech has such a lotion. Even though the din is that Svek Svek Lechula Fila Bederaisa, but sometimes the din is that Svek Svek is Lechumra Fila Bederabonon. Why? And he explains what it is. The people that don't read it, they think it's ridiculous. No, it makes very good sense. The case that you described is a Svek Svek Lechumra.
Yeah.
It's 75% Lechumra. It may be also because it was Nol de Biyantif, even if it's Bobetechat Kum. And maybe it's also because it was Bomi Chutz Lechum, even if it's Nol de Meyerev Yantif. So the 75% Lechumra.
But for everything that's 75% Chumra, there's also 75% that it's full also.
150%? It's only 100%.
Can't be.
You think it all, it can't be. That's, your case is a Svek Svek Lechumra. Svek Svek Lechumra is usually we do call the Chumra. Probably means Matzah Mikokol means he sees that it's getting broken on Yontif. He sees it got broken on Yontif. I mean, that's how the Gemara interprets it, like you said. Matzah Mikokol means he found that it is Mikokol, past tense, and he doesn't know when it happened, so you have to go Lechumer. I mean, why did the Gemara think in the first place of Gufa Kasha? I don't know. Why don't they just translate it like that from the very beginning? Matzah Mikokol means. Yeah? So it's even explicit in the Brice. Okay, I don't know. It's a good time. Why did the Gemara even raise an issue? That's the Pashup Shat in the Brice. So how we paskin, we know. We paskin that was that Safik the Rabbanon the Lekule, but not by Dabi Sheish L'Matirin. But Dabi Sheish L'Matirin is Lekum. What would it didn't be by Svek Svek by Dabi Sheish L'Matirin? That's a Machlekes in Yeridem, Machlekes in Rishonim, and that based on the base. Whether Svek Svek Lekule by Dabi Sheish L'Matirin. Now the Gemara is discussing Rabbi Gamliel. We don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel anyway, but there are two understandings of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says it's mutter. The Nachri presented him with the maton of the fish, and he said, strictly speaking, it's mutter, but he doesn't want to accept it. So the Gemara has a machloikis within Rabbi Gamliel, which is not relevant to Allah anyway. We don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel. Gemara wants to know mutarm lamai. To what extent does Rabbi Gamliel hold that Safik mukta is mutter? There's an isa muktzah l'achila. There's an isa muktzah l'achila. There's an isa muktzah l'tilpul. You're not letting him tell from muktzah. So muktzah l'achila is a machlek, is Rashi and all the Rishonim, whether it's there isa derabon. Rashi sheet in the very beginning of the mitzichta, Rashi held that according to Hachana the Rabbi, muktzah l'achila is there isa. And all the Rishonim said it's not true, that was only a habamin and the Gemara in Pesachim, and the maskana was that even muktzah l'achila is only derabon. And Rashi had a different interpretation in our Gemara. But muktzah l'tiltul for sure is only the Rabbana, that if something is muktzah, you're not allowed to move it around. That's gzeira shemayotzi. The whole prohibition of handling muktzah is clearly only gzeira the Rabbana, gzeira shemayotzi. Muktzah l'achila is either deraisa according to Rashi, or it has an asmachta. Ve'hichinu esa sheyaviyu, they should prepare in advance. Whatever you prepared, you can eat. Whatever you didn't prepare, you can't eat. So either it's a real din deraisa achona derabe muktzah is deraisa lachila, or it has a pasuk. So that's what the Gemara has a machlokes within Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says safik muktzah lahakel is it even matir safik muktzah lachila? He says mutarim bachila, or maybe he's only saying mutar letaltel. Maybe safik muktzah lachila is maskim that it's osik. But maybe he's only making on Safek Muktzah that is Mutter L'Taltala, but not also L'Yachlo. So that's a Machlekes Rabba Levi. Rabba Ma'am Mutarm L'Kabel. Rab says Rabbi Gamliel only said it's permissible to me Metaltal the Safek Muktzah. That's all he was Matir. That's all he was Matir. But he would not be Matir. He would not go so far as to say that you're allowed to eat it.
Why would he be Machalek according to the other Rishonim and not the Rashi?
So according to Rashi, muktzah l'achila is deraisa, safik deraisa l'chumra. Muktzah l'taltal, the whole muktzah l'taltal is only the Rabbanon. So something the Rabbanu Lekula, Pashut. According to Taisvis and Mukze Lachila is also Midirabbanon. But Taisvis says, but there is a Pasuk, there is an Asmachta for Mukze. So the Taisvis on Gimel Amud Beis has on the bottom of the Ayin Mishpat, there's a Taisvis Yishonim. And the tiny letters below the Ayin Mishpat on Gimel Amud Beis. So they say that Mukze Lachila is more chomer than Mukze Letaltel. Because Muktzah Lachid at least has an asmachta. And they say, Kesofik Muchan, the Osul Kamuch of Dalin of the Days. That's how Tarsus interprets this Gemara. The Rav Omar, Rav says within Rabbi Gamliel, again, we don't pass like this. We pass Kesofik Muktzah Zosar Afilu Letalto, because Dov Sheish Matir. But Rav says, Pshat within Rabbi Gamliel, that he holds Sofik Muktzah's Mutter is only Mutter Letalto, that it's not Mutter Lachila. Why? The Taisus says because Muktzah Lachila is Chomer, it's a Din Rabbanan, but it's Chomer like a Deraisa, because it has an Asmachta. But Muktzah Lataltal is in Gansan the Rabbanan, so Safik the Rabbanan is Lakula. That's how the Taisus Yishonim writes on Gimel Amud Beis. And the Tzlach, on the first daf in the Misnichta, has the Harifas, and he outsmarted the Taisus. He says, and this Tzlach is quoted, this Anadi Behuda, that's quoted on the side of the page in Yerideya, in Hilchas Nida. So they quote like this. Muktzah lachila, the beitzah, muktzah lachila, can only eat the beitzah once. Either you eat it now or you eat it after havdalah. So that's a davar sheish matir. Asher techleina bisa techleina beheta. But muktzah letalta, why is it a davar sheish matir? He has the beitzah on the table. He wants to move it away from the table. So you tell him, Asher, why should you move it now? Move it later. He says, I want to move it now. I want to move it later. I want to move it tomorrow. I want to do 25 tiltulim. Well, how is that a davar sheish matir? He wants to do many tiltulim. Muktzah lachila, you can only eat it once. We tell him, don't eat it now, eat it tomorrow. Your decision to eat it now, that's aim about the nis lachatila. That's also leads us sveka that abana lakula biyadai. That you're not allowed to do. But that's what the tzlach suggests. But the muktzah letaltel, he can be metaltel it many times over. So how can you call tiltel a dov shesh matir? That's what they quote this Nerdi Behuda. The tzlach is the chibur of the Nerdi Behuda on the Mesichtis. And then in the Tshuva's Nadi Behuda, he repeats that svar. He talks about a shaila, whether a woman is a nida or not. So let's say you have a svek sveka, whether the woman is a nida. So would you say it's a svek sveka? And so it says in the Ramah, when you have a svek sveka in Hilchas Nida, svek sveka lakula. So the Pischa Tshuva quotes this kasha from the Nadi Behuda, why don't you consider it a dov sheish lamativit? Many Rishonim hold that svek sveka by dov sheish lamativit is l'chumra. He just said it's a machloikis, and Yeridei had a paskin. So the Nadi Behuda asked, how can the Ramo know for sure that Svek Svek is Mutter by Nida? Why don't you say Svek Svek of Dov Shesh Matirin Lechumre? And Nida is a Dov Shesh Matirin. So he says, why is Nida Dov Shesh Matirin? He said, don't have Tashmish today, wait till tomorrow. He says, no, he wants to have Tashmish today, and tomorrow, and the next day. Why is it Ishkin? And today's Tashmish is a Dov Shesh Matirin. Why should I wait till tomorrow? He wants to have today and tomorrow. Achim, he can only eat once. So Acha Techlein Abisa, Techlein Abaheta, wait till tomorrow. So the Tzlach holds that the Svar is correct, Allah Alamaisa. So the Shaila is, so why don't we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel then? Why don't we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel?
If it's
if you have a Sofik Mukta, so if you say it's only Mukta Lachila, but Mukta Lachila is the Dav Shaila Matir. So Mustama, the answer is, once you pass kenais that the suffix mukta lachili pass kenais lechumre, the vet is vaday mukta. It just became vaday mukta.
So you can't eat it.
You can't feed it anymore. The vet is vaday mukta because of suffix davshesh matirin lechumre. So memeli, you can't be metalfel. It's no longer a suffix regarding the tiltul. To say you already machriya lechumre on the achila. So bottom line, you can't eat it. You can't eat it. Vet is mukta now. Anyway, but we understand those are the two Hezber and Rav. Whether Rav distinguished because Muktzah Lachila is more Chomer because it's Deraisa, came Deraisa? No, because Muktzah Lachila is a Dov Shesh Matirin. Muktzah Latal is Dov Shein La Matirin.
It's one thing, it's like one complete object.
If he say Teyochel, no, they say, if Basil say Teyochel, so obviously they're saying Titaltel the Teyochel, because you can't eat it without being the Taltel, yeah. But Beshame, that's Beshame, say Teyochel, So obviously means teyachal v'titalto. It's neither muktzah l'achila nor is it muktzah l'achila. How can you eat without handling it? But the beisilu who say loy teyachal, it doesn't necessarily follow that it's loy titalto. Maybe you're permitted to be metaltal it, but you're just not allowed to eat it. But there's a mokum l'chalek.
Yeah.
Of course there's a mokum l'chalek between achil and tov.
Yep.
So this is the machlokes Rabbi Levi. What's pshat within Rabbi Gamliel? When Rabbi Gamliel was mekel on the suffix muktzah, Rav says he was only mekel on the tiltul muktzah. He was never mekel on the achila. And Levi says, no, he's matter everything. Omar Rav, so Rav made a historical comment that my good friend Levi Poshet made a mistake. He was absent from the Beis Medrash. When Rebbe gave the shir, they all learned by Rabbi Yudal Nasi. So when Rebbe learned that then the Mishnah is at night, so first he said, Pshat, Rabbi Gamliel is matir, Rabbi Gamliel is matir, afila b'achila. Then the next morning, Levi didn't show up for the Chazorah shir. Rav says, I always came to Rebbe's shir. Even though he knew it, he came and wanted to hear again and again and again. Just in case Rebbe would change his mind on something, he'll add something on. He's not always going to say the same shir. So the next morning, Rav says, you should always come to the Beis Medrash. You never miss, even if you know already the material. You should come and listen again. Why? Because sometimes you'll hear something new, even though it's the sugya you learned already. Yeah. Why? I and Levi Havena Kameh the Rebbe, we were learning by Rebbe when he said this din. When he gave over this din at night time, when he first learned that Amo Matoran Bachila, he said pshat like Levi said. Rabbi Gamliel is even Mata Bachila. But Safra Omar in the morning when Rebbe reviewed the din again, he said no, Rabbi Gamliel is only Mata Lekabel. So I know I who was there by the Chazora also. I know the Havoy Beimidrasha. I was in the Beis Medrash the second time also as Hadri B. So I crossed it out from my notes, I changed it. Rebbe made a mistake, Rebbe changed his mind. And Levi wasn't there when Rebbe changed his mind. Right. He's going, they're both right. They both heard from Rebbe. But Levi heard from Rebbe only one zman. And Rav heard the same thing many times, and he heard when Rebbe changed his mind. That's a lot of times about Rav Soloveitchik, it was like that. Yeah. The Rebbe give a shiur on the same sugi, every time he would say different. Not every time he would say different. Well, over the course of 10, 20 years, 19 years he would say one way, and 1 year he would say fakir. So if you only learned by the Rav, that 1 year when he said the funny pshat, so you walk away with the funny pshat. But if you learn by the Rav 10 years, 20 years, so you can get the consensus of all the different Rav's pshatim. And that's what Rav said. You should always listen many times around to the same person giving the shiur to find out which is the ikar pshat that he said. Levi the Lahab Bay Midrash Allah heard Bay Levi didn't change his mind. Frag the Gemara Akasha. There is a brisa that says Nochri Sheva Doron LeYisrael. The Nochri comes and he gives a gift to the Yisrael on Yontav. Afilu Dog Mahamu Fulamim. Even if the fish are very very fresh, Mamish, it looks like it was just caught this minute. Uperis Bnei Yoiman, and the fruits and the vegetables are very very fresh. It looks like they were cut off today. State is mutarim. You're permitted to eat it. So he must say, how can it be permitted to eat it? Stachmamish, the fish was caught today, and the fruits and the vegetables were cut off today. So bishleim alamandi amu mutarim lekabel. If he say that whatever it says mutar, when it says mutar means mutar latalto. All right, so tilful is only the rabbanon, so it's not so bad. But if you're going to learn pshat like Levi, alamandi amu mutarim b'achila. You're going to learn pshat like Levi said, Mutta Bachila. How can it be? It's Dachmamish Mukta. He caught the fish today. Peris Ben Yemen Mishar Bachila. How can it be that it's Mutta Bachila? So the Gemara says, and what are you? What's your alternate pshat? You want to say that it means Mutta Latalto? Also, doesn't make any sense. You're talking about fish that it's clear. It's clear that the fish were caught today. He says, also Mukta. So how can it be anybody who says the whole machlekes that they had was on a Sufik Mukta, but not on a Vade Mukta? Yeah. And about it, everybody's masking that it's also bachin and it's also the tiltul. But the time of the Gemara, what do you think is better? The way you learn that it goes on tiltul. Teres b'nei mishar b'tiltul. It can't be like that. Ella, the answer is no. B'kavri dadimi. You have fish that look very, very fresh. They're reddish. It could be it was caught today. It could be it was caught yesterday. You don't know. It could be it was caught today. We're talking about vegetables. if the vegetables are some vegetables, then you can tell whether it's cut off today, cut off yesterday. Cut off yesterday is going to be a little bit dried out. The answer is no, he pickled them. Uperi, the vegetables, the kvishi, biyarko, he pickled them with some juice, so you can't really tell whether it was today or yesterday. Asking, so that's the pshat. But it says, Peres b'nei yoyman, shteit b'ferish in the price, Peres b'nei yoyman. It doesn't mean that it's vadai b'nei yoyman. What it means is, v'amai korlu b'nei yoyman, she'en ke'en b'nei yoyman. It looks like it's b'nei yoyman. So wait a minute. So what does it mean, Taka, that it's mutter? What does it mean that it's mutter? So Rashi writes pshat in the price. That it means, I know it was taken care of yesterday. Rashi writes, you see where Rashi has chul and daf tzadi gimel. So right after the chul and daf tzadi gimel, and then Rashi says, before the lines get wide in Rashi. Vahani, this brisa means vaday muchaninu. It's talking the fish were clearly caught on Erev Yontif, and the vegetables were pickled from Erev Yontif. You look at them, you taste them, you can see it's from Erev Yontif. The honey and these, the fish with the vegetables, vadai from Erev Yontif, then he came Erev Yontif. So what's the chiddush of the brice? It's the hakosha top and the hakosha 11. No shaila there, if it's vadai. So he says, v'yashmin on the chiddush of the brice is daf agav the dom of the bnei yaman. It looks fresh, like fish and vegetables that were cut off today. You're not concerned about marisain. You don't have to be worried about marisain. Everybody will understand that it's from yesterday. That's how Rashi interprets. The Taisa doesn't like the Rashi. The top Taisa quotes the Rashi. Vadei nitzoi the Mer of Yontif. We're talking about a case. The fish were vadei from Mer of Yontif, and the vegetables were vadei from Mer of Yontif. Kach perish Rashi, and the chiddush of the Braisa is they're not afraid of a marisain. Why should you be afraid of marisain? If it's vadei from Mer of Yontif, yeah, so there's no marisain. So what's the issue? But why doesn't he know? How do I know? Yeah. How do I know? Because I can tell. It's all cut up. It clearly wasn't today. Okay. No, it doesn't mean from a distance. It means someone who is watching will think I'm doing an aveir. So how do I know it's mutter? So Rashi says, because it's clear that it's from yesterday. So the onlooker will also know. Just like I know that it's clear that it's from yesterday. So the one who's watching will also be clear. So Taisa says, how can it be? The Taisa says, no, it goes like Rabbi Gamliel. The Braisa goes like Rabbi Gamliel. Shalaik HaLoch, it goes on a Sofik Muktzah. And this time the whole Sofik Muktzah is Muktzah. We don't pass like that. We pass the Sofik Muktzah is awesome. Right. That's the Gemara. We pass the Sofik Muktzah is awesome. Then the Gemara on the bottom of the daf has the famous din. Omer HaPop, the Hilchasod HaLoch is Nochri Shehebi Dorum, the Yisrael Biyontif. The Nochri comes and he gives a gift to the Yisrael. So what does he give me? He gives me apples. So what is it? Is it winter time that there are no apples on the tree? So these apples came. Yeah. So it couldn't be. He didn't pull it off of the tree today. So if there are apples on the trees and I can't tell whether it was plucked off today or not, is a Sofik Muktzah is awesome. But if it's not shayach, so then it's going to be mutter. What does it say? If there are apples on the tree and it's a sofik muktzah, and it's sofik, not only is it aser on yontif, the Nachri did it on his own. I didn't ask him to do it. It's aser, and it says it's aser even after yontif is over, after havdalah v'la erev nami asurim, for a while up until b'chdeshi yasum. Yeah. How long it would take to do the malacha? So this is the famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What is the reason for this din of b'chdeshi yasu, and where does it apply? How exactly do you apply? So Rashi claims that the din that a nochri who did a malacha for Yisrael
Yontif for Shabbos
on Shabbos or Yontif, you're not allowed to get on up until b'chdeshi yasu. Is k'dei shalol lehanes b'malachas? Even though the goy is not mitzuvah. Hefta Gomer, the guy can do all the malachas he wants, but still a malacha it is. It says you're not allowed to say Bar Miyori Hoesham at Soy Shabbos and Avdolah unless it's a Ner Sheshavas. A Ner Shenasa by Malacha. Let's say if a Nochri lit the flame on Shabbos, Hefta Gomer, he didn't do anything wrong. So you're not allowed to use that for Avdolah on Soy Shabbos because that flame had a malacha done. Here also, even though the Nachri is Hetter Gomer, he's permitted to, but still, as far as we're concerned, it's considered like Nasa by Malacha. So Rashi.
On the other hand, you don't.
Chayim Misa.
Yeah,
you have to encourage him not to observe Shabbos.
But
that's
not
allowed
to do
still,
for me.
But still, if he, even if he lit the light for himself, I'm not allowed to say Bar Mireish on that light, even though it's absolutely has
even
to be.
Even I'm allowed to have anu on Shabbos from that light.
I'm allowed to get anu on
Shabbos.
Shabbos
yeah.
But still, you're not allowed to use it for Bar Mireish because that's considered a nasa by malacha. So here also. Rashi learns the reason why you're not allowed to get Anor from the Nochi Shos Malacha B'Shvu Yisrael is in order not to get Anor from the Malacha. So Tosfos says, but if the Nochi lit the light for himself, he may get Anor. I did the Zelba Malacha. What's the difference? Well, they did the Malacha for me, he did the Malacha for him. He still did the Malacha. If the Nochi lit a candle on Shabbos you're not, for himself, you're not allowed to use it for Havdalah because Nasa by Malachi you're not allowed. So if the Pshat over here is because Nasa by Malachi
it's
not
Shabbos
proper to get Hanoah, so how can you use the light on Shabbos and Yontif? The Nachri lit a candle on Shabbos and Yontif himself, the Yisrael may get Hanoah. So how can it be if you say that it's also Lehanas on Malach on Shabbos?
No, but Yom Kippur is just opposite. You need that Shabbos for Yom Kippur.
Yeah. What do you say that one?
Yeah, no, who forget, but Yom Kippur you need an Ersh Yeshuva.
That was on the whole Yom Kippur, yeah.
The guy with his candle,
he can't. He did a Malachi, he can't use it. If he did a Malachi, he can't even use it on Matzoy Shabbos, so for sure he can't use it on Matzoy Yom Kippur, yeah.
So why should
the Taisa's Tainus, how can it be?
Yeah.
How can it be that the reason why it's forbidden to get Anor from the Malach is because not to get Anor from Malach is Shabbos, but if he lit the candle for himself, I may get Anor. Does the Zelba Malach? Or the Malach he does for himself, he does the Zelba Malach? Then Taisa says, weiter, here it says on the side, Le'el Yud Zayin on the base. This is a long Taisa. Yes. So and Yud Zayin on the base, the Gemara had the following Machlekes of Yudin Reb Meir. What's the din of a yid? Hamarashal b'Shabbos, a yid cooks on Shabbos. He did an avera, so there's a penalty that's an isa deraisa. Hamarashal b'Shabbos, one of the lametes malachas. So there's a penalty mid the rabbanon, not minatay. There's a penalty mid the rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat it. If a Jew cooked on Shabbos, a knas mid the rabbanon. So there's a machloikes hatanoim. Is it only if he cooked the nezid, or even if he cooked hamarashal b'Shabbos b'shoygid? What's the machlokes? An old machlokes by the Kansin and Shogun are amazing. And the Gemara has a whole sugi in Hanizokin and Git in the middle of Perk Hanizokin, Benegata Hanatea Bishviyas and Imavat and Isa Lachatchila. What if he did it Bishogig? Many, many cases a person did Malach on Chalamoid, Bishogig, Bemezid, man married Muberes Chaver, Menekas Chaver, Achilik Tim Bishogig, and Bemezid, whatever you can imagine that a person violated. If you violated it, amazing, you have a penalty. Do you slap upon him a penalty if he did a b'shogeg also? Because he's going to make it look like an accident, so we don't trust him. Or do you say, no, if he did a b'shogeg, there's no penalty. If he did a b'mezid, you make a penalty. So the Gemara has a whole sugya back on Tzim and Shogot amazing. So Tosfos asks, but if you don't look onto Shogot amazing, then it's mutter. So Tosfos says, ay, shalom hanes mumalecha Shabbos. Even if he did a b'shogeg. If a Jew does a malacha b'shogeg, he has to bring a chatos. If a guy does a malacha b'mezid, it's mutter, it's a mitzvah. The guy is not allowed to be a shem shabbos. But if the guy does malacha, which is absolutely heter gomor, we say not allowed to be nana for the malacha. So if a Jew does a malacha b'shogeg, you are allowed to get on the. How can it be? And it's only a machlekes hatanai where the concept shev got amazing. Why don't you say shalom hanes malacha shabbos? Should be a bigger problem shalom hanes if the Jew does malacha. If the guy does it, less for it to say to malacha. So that's what the Lange Tosfos rejects the hesber of Rashi and the Tamadin. What's the rationale? Why do they make this din the rabbanu v'la erev asur mad b'chdei sheyasu? You're not allowed to get on off. The Nochri did malacha. So Tosfos said it just doesn't make sense what Rashi said that it's asur until b'chdei sheyasu. Shalom hanes malacha shabbos shalom hanes malacha yontif. They can't believe that that's the reason. It's a different din. We know, we can appreciate this place very much today. We know that Amir Eliyakum is a din de Rabbanon that didn't have too much mazel.
Yeah.
In all the generations, everybody violates Amir Eliyakum because we have so many heterim. The farmers are allowed to ask the goy to milk the cow because it's Abba Lechaim. And if there's a shreif in the shul, you're allowed to ask the goy to take out the sifatarim and Mizayim Tisvei HaKodesh. And if the people can't see in the shul, so you're allowed to ask them to turn on the lights. And if they have Sid Merubis, they're allowed to turn off the lights in order that they kill us. So there's so much Amir Eliyakum, so it's not Nasis Keheta. No one even knows that Amir Eliyakum is also. People think whenever you have a problem, just ask a guy. And the chol shem esakani, you're allowed to ask kamiyul yachin. There's so many had term, and the shuas you're allowed to ask mishumisha eretz. So you're allowed to ask kamiyul yachin. But there's so many had term, so everybody's mizalf on amiyul yachin. So Taisa says the tanoim ham shem fashtana that there's going to be problems with this amiyul yachin. They say it's not going to have too much mazel in order to make chizuk. So they said if you ask the guy to do the malacha, you're not allowed to get hanoah from the malacha. And not only if he asked the guy, even if you're innocent, and the guy did it on his own, if he did it for you, we don't trust you. We are afraid you're going to make it look like an accident. Yeah. We're afraid you're going to make believe that the guy did it on his own, and you really encouraged him to turn on the lights. So even if it's really true that he turned on the lights on his own, and he caught the fish on his own, we treat it as if you asked him in order to make a chizuk, to be mechazik the din of Amir Yaakov, in order that he shouldn't come be there Amir Yaakov. So we say, even if it's true that he did it on his own, you're not allowed to get on those. And the people will stop violating Amir Yaakov because it's not going to pay. They won't be able to get on those.
Right. Have to wait.
See, if you're going
to
say that as soon as Shabbos is over, you can
do
eat
it,
the fish,
then you're going
to
have a new
one. Say, he's my viach. Ask the guy, go fishing now because I want to have Malav Amalk. I want to have fish from Malav Amalk. So Shabbos, he won't eat the fish. And Matzoy Shabbos will eat the fish. So we say, not only you're not allowed to get on the Shabbos, you're not allowed to get on the Matzoy Shabbos to make sure that he doesn't violate Amir Eliyahu. So based on this, Machlokes, Rashi and Tesis, what's the reason for the Gzeira of Bichdeshi Yasu? Why did they ask that if the Nochri does on his own, the Malach on behalf of the Yisrael, and that's what Tesis says, it's only if the Nochri does it on behalf of the Yisrael, that's if the Nochri turns on the lights for himself. He goes into the library and the guy turns on the lights for himself. Or in New York, where I live in Washington Heights, robe of the people who use the New York Public Library are Nochri. So the Nochri turns on the light on behalf of the robe of the people for the Nochri. Mm-hmm. So if a Jew walks in, he's permitted to read Lior on there. It's a Ner Liechad, Ner Lemet, considered Nochri Shid Likner, Bishvil Akum. If the robe of the customer is on Nochri, so it's considered Nochri Shasa, Bishvil Nochri. It's not considered Nochri Shasa, Bishvil Yisrael. So Tosfos says, why does it make a difference whether it's Nochri Shas Malach Bishvil Nochri and Nochri Shas Malach Bishvil Yisroel? According to Rashi, that is Shilol Lihonis Mamalach Shabbos, the Nochri's Malach is a Malach. It doesn't make a difference whether he had me in mind, he had himself in mind. So Tosfos says, no, the way we said it makes sense. The Gzeira is, we're afraid that we're going to ask him to do it for us. Even if it's really true that he did it on his own, we say, you're still not allowed to get on there. He did it for you, we're afraid that you'll ask him to do it and you'll make it look like an accident. But if he really did it for himself, it doesn't make any sense to make a Gzeira d'Rabbanan. The Gzeira only is to prevent people
from asking
the Nochri.
I think you have left the ship in Gemara Noir Shabbos, but by going off the gangplank off of the ship.
Right.
Yes, same enough.
So if the chief rabbi was coming off the ship, so he did it for the chief rabbi. But if he didn't know the chief rabbi was on the ship, he knew there were a lot of passengers. Most of the passengers were Nochem, so you say he did it for the Nochem. So then it's mutter to be named. So Tosfos says, this machlokes between Rashi and ourselves as to what's the reason for the Chodesh Yasu leads to another nafkamina. What if the Nochri went fishing for the Yisrael on the first day Yontav? You have 2 days Yontav. Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. So the Gemara said earlier in the first Perek, there's no such thing as 2 days Yontav. It says in Chumash, there's only 1 day Yontav. So what's the whole institution that we have 2 days Yontav? It's a fake of the Yomah. We make believe, we know when Yontav is. We make believe as if we're not sure whether the first day is Yontav, the second day is Yisruchak, Chol, or the first day is Erev Yontav, and the second day is Yontav. We make believe. So therefore, we always have a heter of a Mimonav Shach. You can't say both days are Yontav. Let's say a Beit HaShenolda on the first day. What will be the din on the second day? So the Gemara says, Beit HaShenolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. Because Nolda on the first day, the second day, if the first day is Yontif, so the second day is Chol. So you can't say it's Mukta. It's Yontif. And if the first day is Chol, so Beitu Shenolda Be'er Yontif. It's Mutan Yontif. So the Gemara says you always have a Mimonav Shach. The Rashi says over here also, it's Mimonav Shach. If the Nochri went fishing for the Israel on the first day Yontif, and I wait, the Chdeshi asked him, it's Yontif. Nobody goes fishing at night, it's dark. So I'll wait till the morning, after Shachris. He could have caught the fish in the morning. So Rashi says, it's Mutam Imanam Shach. If the second day Yantav is Yantav, so yesterday was Erev Yantav. So the guy went fishing Erev Yantav, so there's no problem. I'm allowed to be Nenim and Malach HaSagoy. He did the Malach on Erev Yantav. Elamai yesterday was Yantav, so today is Matzah Yantav. So the Chdeshi Yasu. So I myself could have gone fishing today. It's Mutam today. I'm not allowed to go fishing because I don't know whether it's yesterday or today. But Imanam Shach, I waited my Bechdeshi Yasa already, so it should be Mutah. That's how Rashi holds. Rashi quotes a long machlokes, this long Rashi on the bottom, just keeps on chazrim back and forth, back and forth. There was a big historical machlokes. If the Nochri didn't malacha b'shvil Yisrael on the first day on Tiv, can you be matir on the second day after you wait b'chdei she'asa? Let's say they go fishing in the morning, they don't go fishing at night. So I'll wait, the goy caught a fish for me on the first day Yom Tov, special for the rabbi, and I'll wait tomorrow morning till after Musaf, come home after Musaf, I want to eat the fish that he brought me on the first day. So Rashi claimed the mon of Shechetz Musaf. And he says that this one agreed with Rashi, the other one disagreed, and this one agreed, and this one didn't agree, and he got a letter from this one, and from the other one, from the other one, the whole history, who holds us, who holds Musaf. So Rashi, so Taisa explains, Rashi is Lishitosai, and Taisa says Lishitosai, no, we disagree. Rashi, the Shitasa holds that the word is, you have to, it's also lihanas ad b'chdei she'asu, shelo lihanas mum lechas yantiv. So if you wait from the first day to the second day, you say miman of shach. You're not being then anymore. Today's chol. And if today's kodesh, yesterday was chol, so there was no malacha at all. The Taisa says that it's not true, that the reason why it's also lihanas ad b'chdei she'asu is exeir the rabbanon to be mechazik the yisr of amiul yakum. So we know we're not allowed to do malach on the first day, we're not allowed to do malach on the second day. Fine, you have a miman of shach, it can't be that both are kodesh. But halacha lemaaseh, bottom line, we're not allowed to do malach. If the psak would be like Rashi, that if the nochri caught the fish on the first day, I'm allowed to eat it on the second day, it's vaitach hashash. I'll ask him on the first day to go fishing for me, so I'll have a fresh fish on the second day. Taydachnish. So we still have to be chayshish. I may make it look like an accident. I'll make believe as if the Nochri caught the fish on his own without my encouragement. So we have to prevent people from doing that also. So we say, you're not allowed to eat it not on the first day, not on the second day, in order to prevent people. So then Taisa says, so let's push our luck further. What if it's 3 days in a row? What if Shabbos? Yeah. So Taisa says, yeah, they don't think you have to Ahmed. That you're going to make it look like an accident, he's going to have such an act. He's going to encourage the guy to go fishing on the first day, the 3 days in a row, in order to eat it on the third day. So Taisa said, Nish mechuyev to be chayshed people so much. If it looks like the guy caught it on his own, so they think at the end, you're not mechuyev.
How would you be able to prepare it? If Shabbos, your Thursday, Friday, you'd probably be allowed to
cook raw fish.
You'll be
able to
cook it on Friday for Shabbos?
Okay. Roughish. Roughish. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. That's towards the end, the last six lines in Taisa. The Yom Hari, the Yantav Shechali is Behe B'Shabbos, the Be'er B'Shabbos, or Becha B'Shabbos, or Be'er B'Shabbos. You have 3 days in a row. Sabob, Yom Rishon, Shari, Yom HaShlishi. Yeah, that's already too much. V'lobinan Haruya L'Asiya. Why? You don't say you need B'Chdei She'yasu. You have to ask it up until it's mamish shayach to good. Say they think that's too far fetched. We're not chayshid. He's gonna ask the nochi 3 days in advance to do the malach. That's what Taisus is making. Yeah, that's a famous machlokes in Rashi and Taisus. What's the reason for b'chdei she'yasu, and exactly when does it apply? And then the Gemara is gonna continue about the details of the halacha. Do you always need b'chdei she'yasu? Are there any cases where there's no gzeir b'chdei she'yasu? I saw that Shaloh has a very interesting comment. Shaloh has a running commentary on the Chumash. On this week's Sedra, he speaks about the Medrash that says that the Shvatim made a cheirem, that no one's going to tell Yankel Avinu what the truth is about Yosef. They took the Ksanis Pasim and they dipped it into blood and they made believe that he's dead, and they made a chair and no one's allowed to tell. So even the Rabbi Shalom didn't tell. Yitzchok didn't tell. The Rabbi Shalom didn't tell. No one told
the
Yankel
Avinu. About the chairim? How did Yitzchok find out about the chairim?
I don't know. So he has a comment, a very interesting comment, that the Pasuk says All of Klal Yisrael are described in the Chumash with the word nefesh. Rashi and Chumash point to that. Aboim liYakov shivim nefesh. There were 70 people, and it's called nefesh. And it says in the end of last week's sedra that Eila nafshos beso shaleso in the plural. He didn't have so many people, and it's called many. And Klal Yisrael had many, and it's called one. So he quotes Zohar like that. That the pasuk in Novi says Adam Atem.
Atem
Kriyim Odom, that famous comment, the pasuk says, Odom Atem. What do you mean? plural, Atem, Odom. Adam is one person. So he says the whole Klal Yisrael together is treated as one Adam, one person. As if these are all Ramach Eivorim, as if every member of Klal Yisrael is an Eivor from the Eivori HaGuf. And he quotes such a comment from the Zohar. The Zohar refers to all of the members of the Klal Yisrael as if the Eivorim in one big body. So he says if a person is Parish Midarki at Tzibur, he breaks away from the rest of the Tzibur. Better like an Eivim and Achai. An Eivim and Achai is Metami Kemeis. So he says a person is Parish Mina Tzibur, that itself constitutes an Aver. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva lists of the people who don't have a Chel Gelam Abba, so he says a Parish Midarki at Tzibur and a Chel Gelam Abba. So the Ravid asks, what does the Rambam mean? He's Parish Midarki at Tzibur, he did Aver Izar, so he already listed some of them. One of those Aver Izar has a Chel Gelam Abba. Well, what did he do? He's not sure what he did. So the Rabbi used to say, no. He keeps Shabbos and Kashrus and Tarlis HaMishpach and everything. And Mach Shabbos Vazich. He's Parish Medarek HaTzibur. But that itself is an Aver. Not like the Ravid thought. He's Parish Medarek HaTzibur. He violates some kind of an Aver or another. That itself is the Aver. So that's what the Shalor is writing also along the lines of the Rambam. One is Parish Medarek HaTzibur. He's breaking the Achdus of the Umah HaYisraelis. So he says that's the Halach of Cherem. That the Cherem is this, the Gemara says Cherem is the same Osius as Ramach. So one is going to be, if the Klal Yisrael makes up, then no one's allowed to tell Yankel Avinu, what's the Avera? What is it? Shabbos, Kashrus? It's not none of the above. It's none of the Tayag Mitzvahs. One of violates the Chayim is Parish Medarki at Tzibur. And the Rebbe Shalom is also together Bishutvis with us. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael is also Echad. So he doesn't want to be Parish Medarki at Tzibur either, even though it's a little bit wrong. I mean, they sold Yosef. So what are they doing over here? A bunch of gangsters. They sold Yosef and no one should snitch. He says, even though it's a little bit wrong, but still, the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't want to violate the Chayim, not to be Parish Medarki at Tzibur. So he says, that's the basis. That's the basis of the whole...
supposed to be Megalad. If it's something... If somebody killed somebody, then he says he shouldn't tell. I mean, it's the wrong thing to...
No, that's not. That's not.
How do you judge it? I mean, it was wrong what they did for Yosef, and the Chayim should be Chal. I mean,
yeah. I don't know.
It's a very...
it's a problem. About it's a problem. It's a difficult Medrash. He's quoting a Medrash. Rashi quotes
but
a Medrash.
But if somebody does wrong, he then says nobody's allowed to go tell.
Yeah, that you're mechuyev to tell. Yeah, no, if a student cheats in college, you're mechuyev to tell a professor. About it. But he claims that that's the Yisayid Avchem, based on Parish Medarki Yashmi.